So Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Tzad, and begin the 11th and final parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we're learning about include the Machlokes Reb Shimon v'Chacham regarding Navi Shehadiach, if a Navi prophesies to others to worship Avodah Zarah, and regarding Medichi Eir HaNidachas, one who persuades an entire city to worship Avodah Zarah, the Rabban hold both are Beskila, while Reb Shimon holds both are Bechenek. Machlokes and whether their Machlokes applies only to Be'ikur HaGuf Da'Avodah Kechavim, a prophecy to completely uproot the prohibition of Avodah Zarah, and V'kiyam Miktas U'Bitlum Miktas Da'Avodah Kechavim, a prophecy to partially cancel Avodah Zarah. Or the Machlokes also applies to Eikar HaGuf D'Shar Mitzvahs, a prophecy to completely uproot another mitzvah. However, there is no Machlokes regarding Kiyam Miktas U'Bitlum Miktas D'Bishar Mitzvahs D'Vrei HaKol Pater. For prophecy to partially cancel another mitzvah, all agree that he does not get Misa at all. The Mishnah, the next parak teaches, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Lo'ilam Haba, all Yidden, even those who committed Averis, will receive a portion of the world to come, as the Pasuk states, Va'amech Kulim Tzadikim Lo'ilam Yishu Oretz Nitzr Ma'atoy Maisa Yodeh Lispar. However, Ve'elu She'ein Lem Chelik Lo'ilam Haba, there are several Averis for which one will not receive a portion of the world to come. One who claims that there is no source in the Torah for resurrection, because as the Gemara explains, since he denies Tchiyas HaMesim, he will not merit Tchiyas HaMesim, which precedes Olam Haba, because in both Einish, retribution, and Schar, reward, Hashem acts measure for measure. The Gemara gives six sources in the Torah for Tchiyas HaMesim. The Isra of Hanoisin Truma Lukoin Amaaretz, one may not give Truma to a Koin who is an ignoramus.